That's the attitude you need to take this morning. Amen. The word was preached all week long, and then a service was brought for you to release that faith.
Amen.
Don't be denied.
Amen.
Amen. It's here. It's been given. It's available. You accepted it. Amen. You believe it. Now confess it. Amen. We greet you once again in the name above all names, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are excited about this next service that we're in the midst of. And I have to make a few statements because this will be the last opportunity that I have to make them. So please bear with me. First of all, I hate to do it now, but it won't get done otherwise, right? But if you do it now, it sounds like it's over. It isn't over. I'm in great expectation. Amen. For the grand finales. Amen. We've got two speakers that, you heard it right. Two speakers that you're going to hear from. And God's going to put the icing on the cake. Amen. And we need what's coming. And we anticipate it. So having said that, a big thanks to all that have been working behind the scenes this week, because these things don't just happen, right? And the smoother it goes and the easier it looks, the more work was going on behind the scenes, right? Oh, I could do that. Okay, all right. Let me know how it works out, right? And what's so wonderful for a pastor is, you know, it's not my job to do everything, right? Everyone has a part in the body, and the body works together, right? And we've truly been seeing that this week. And so I just want to thank each and every one, and, you know, the deacons, the trustees, the musicians, the song leaders, the sisters. There's a tremendous amount of planning and then preparation and then clean up for the refreshments over in the fellowship hall and you know, the accommodations and all that. All of it is, we're not looking for sympathy here or a pat on the back. It's a lot of work, right? But it's all worth it. There are eternal things that are being accomplished in these meetings, and so we're just so thankful for that. So let's give a big hand to all of those that have labored. And then secondly, we are so thankful for all the churches that have been supporting these meetings, and unfortunately some have already had to go and they're not with us this morning, and we completely understand that, and some are having services this morning at their home church, but nevertheless we have representation from Alaska, from New Mexico. Where's the New Mexicans? God bless you. We really do appreciate you coming all this way. And from Old Mexico, right? And particularly from the town of Agua Prieta, which in Gaelic means dark water, right? Right across the border from Agua Prieta is a town called Douglas. Guess what that means? Dark water, right? So they just call it Douglas on one side and Agua Prieta on the other side. So I'm the broody, melancholic. And so, of course, I had to marry Jennifer, which in Gaelic is white wave. All sail and no anchor. And I'm the anchor. God has a sense of humor. Anyway, we thank you for making the trek up. We know that it's a sacrifice, and may God richly bless you. And from the newest 51st state of Canada, from Alberta, I told Brother Ed the last time we visited him, I told him, well, Brother Branham saw a bride coming in review, right, from every nation, right? There was a Canadian bride, not a 51st state bride, right? So that's settled. From Phoenix, churches in Phoenix, from churches across Tucson, from Oklahoma, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Tennessee, Ohio, the San Carlos Apache Nation. Amen. We thank you all for supporting and attending and throwing your lick in the fire, and we believe that it takes all of us to make this, every one of you is contributing, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. So the meeting started with our brother Josh Martin bringing the message titled Unashamed of Truth, and pointing out, look at all that this truth has done for you. You know, the first thing it did was it set you free, right? But look at the rest and the peace, and especially in this hour, where would we be? You know, you don't know who to trust or what to trust, but we have the absolute, and we don't have to doubt it or question it or wonder. And it's not a burden. He said, "It's my burden is light and easy. It's like the dew that falls fresh in the morning. It's on a little blade of grass. It's refreshing." And then our brother Andrew Glover, with the power of spiritual concentration, not just your mental, but spiritual concentration, reminding us that Christ is the message, right? And at some point, you'll say, this is that. Somebody will say, what's the message? You're looking at it. Because the message is describing Christ manifested in his body, in this, he being the head. Amen. And emphasizing what is it that you're looking at, then our brother Hammermeister, the hidden attribute expression reserved for this hour, seeing things through God's thinking, seeing it through that pillar of fire, and your attitude towards it, right? Many, many wonderful thoughts, many, many wonderful things that you can ruminate on for days and weeks to come. Our brother, Daryl Ward, a true evangelist and a friend and brother, just, maybe when we're young ministers, maybe we get a certain thought in mind and maybe we think, okay, no matter what, that's the direction that I'm going to go. But as we mature, as our brother is seasoned and matured, he's looking for, as all the other ministers, looking for the leadership of the Lord in the meetings. And it was exactly the right thing for the right time, right? Step out to your promise, the ABCs of your healing. We need to be reminded of these things, right? And we need to, as I believe it was Brother Glover pointed out, you're here, the body changes here. All right, what's going to get you, how are you going to get from here to here, right? You're going to get there by doing what you heard last night, taking this word, believing it.
Amen.
Right? We had our brother Timothy Ashong with us a week ago, and he was reminding us of just how common faith is. Right? It's like the hyssop is actually oregano, and it grows wild. It's everywhere in Israel. It's common. It's not some super duper, I gotta, you know, do like this and yummy, yummy, yummy and concentrate. It's common, right? But you've got to apply it. Amen. And we saw it being applied last night. Amen. And we're in expectation. Are we not? Praise the Lord. Well, this morning, first our brother David Gonzalez is going to speak for us, and He hails from, I don't know if you call it a suburb. Somebody asked him, I think it was yesterday at lunch, are you from Florida? He says, yeah. And Florida, South Africa, it's a little burb of Johannesburg. And so, you know, that's when he looks up at the sky, he sees the Southern Cross, and we see the North Star, right? Brother Branham made a statement one time. He said, this person doesn't know any more about that than a Hottentot does about an Egyptian knight, right? I remember for the first couple of years when I came into the message, I didn't know what Brother Branham was getting at, right? I was thinking a knight in shining armor, and I'm trying to imagine an Egyptian wearing armor and being a knight in shining armor, right? But that wasn't what he was saying. It wasn't K-N-I-G-H-T, it was N-I-G-H-T, in other words, knight, right? And what he was trying to point out was in South Africa, you're looking up at a southern sky. In Egypt, you're north of the equator, and you're seeing a completely different sky, right? So a Hottentot wouldn't know anything about an Egyptian knight. Try to translate that into Spanish or German. Yeah. There was a thought behind that, right? So we got to meet our brother David and his precious wife, Sister Felicia, and I believe we met first in Israel. Is that correct? Yeah. And that must have been like 2014-ish or somewhere around there. Maybe you'll remember better than I do. But I do know that 9 years ago they were with us in our special meetings. And it was just wonderful. And Brother David's been out when we had our special meetings at the Holiday Inn. One time he was out for those meetings. And then he invited Sister Baker and I to come. And I think it was your fifth anniversary meetings, and they just spoiled us to death. It was embarrassing how well we were treated, and we still treasure it to this day. So he took us to Durban and Zimbabwe and different places in Johannesburg, and then to Victoria Falls, and we had spoke for Brother Chesa Blessing at his church in Zimbabwe, and then it was quite a distance from there to so is Victoria Falls, is that in Zaire or no? Yeah, huh? Still in Zimbabwe, but it's right on the border of another state, right, or country? Yeah. Anyway, Brother David took us to a restaurant there, and the place was pretty empty, and there was a waiter that was there, and he just got off the phone with his sister, and he had got kind of cold on, he was on the fence with the message and where he was going, what his stand was, and he was on the phone with his sister, and she was going on and on and on about the meetings that just took place in Zimbabwe, and then we're there, and then we get a chance to, you can't make this stuff up. God knows. Amen. Amen. He goes to great extremes. Yes, to get a hold of his children. Yes. Amen. Amen. I will get out of the way here in just a moment, but I need to share this with you as well. When I was in South Africa, I got to see how different people interacted with other people, and I got to see, you know, the pressure that our brother David was under, as, you know, there's different races of people, and there really is a difference in how people are treated, and the respect or lack of, and so we saw it quite clearly, and But I also saw at the same time the power of this blood, right? I saw what Christ does to a person's life. So even under those circumstances, right, he'll keep you. And those things won't bring you down, right? And I was reminded, my parents, my mom was born in Kentucky. My dad was first generation to move from Kentucky to Indiana. They were both poor, and my mom was a quarter Native American, so they grew up with that. There were pressures that they were under because of that. I grew up on military bases, and so it was kind of a big melting pot, and so I didn't see it a lot. I'd see it sometimes with different ones, but then we moved to California, and I was a white guy, right? You think, well, what would a white guy, how would he, I was the low guy on the totem pole, right? When I went to school, I couldn't get financial aid. I was the bottom of the pile to be considered. I was married, had two kids, and this isn't a complaint. It's just, it's an observation here, right? That we all experience unfairness and prejudice of different types, right? So if I would have put on a dress, I would have been moved up to the top, you know? White guy wearing a dress, I would have got anything. It would all come my way, right? It's just the age that we're living in. So it was affirmative action. And then when I started working in engineering after that, I'm convinced that most of the companies that I worked with, they did more social engineering than they did electrical or mechanical, right? And, people were, the quotas and this and that and the other. But God did make us all different. Amen. For a reason. Amen. Right? And we all make up God's great big bouquet. Amen. Right? And when we get to the other side, we will still be God's great big bouquet, right? And it's a wonderful thing. And it's, and everyone, the Holy Ghost is the grand equalizer, right? Brother Branham put it this way. He said the Holy Ghost will cause a tuxedo to put its arm around a pair of overalls, right? A gingham dress to put its arm around a silk dress, right? We're all citizens of His kingdom, right? And every one of us is going to experience pressure, right? Just being a Christian. I mean, being a white man in California, that was just the tip of the iceberg. You don't have a TV, right? Boy, they're ready to call Child Protective Services on us. You homeschool? Your daughter wears a dress. Now, if I would have wore a dress, nobody would have given me a It's child abuse, right? But this is not our home, right? It is our home in a way. It's not our home in this condition. It's going to get renovated, cleansed, scoured, right? But we're citizens of another kingdom. Amen? And Jesus said that we are going to suffer persecution, right? And there's no other way to bring forth the character, right? And as we've said so many times before, that, if you take an orange and you squeeze it, what do you get? It's not a mystery. You get what's in the orange, right? You get orange juice. You squeeze a Christian, what do you get? Meanness, malice, strife. No, you get what's in you, right? So don't let the devil define you. Amen. Be who you are. Amen. Amen? The Word has already defined you. The Word is telling you who you are, and that's who you are. So don't listen to that stinking old devil, right? Be comfortable in who you are. Be thankful for who you are. Hallelujah. As we heard a few times this week, you're a treasure. Sometimes you're a hidden treasure, but you're a treasure. Amen. Let's stand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I need you, Lord. Somebody can say amen to that. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Yes, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. And so I lift my hand. I bow my knees and worship at your throne. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Amen. With all your heart, one more time. I need you, Lord. Oh, yes, I need you. I need you, Lord, right now. Oh, yes, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. And so I lift my hand.
Desire, that is your declaration. It's almost like that woman with the blood issue. She said, I need you right now, Lord. Tomorrow's not going to do for me. Amen. So regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the throng, she made an effort to get to the Lord. Amen. She said, right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's such an honor and a privilege for me to be with saints of like precious faith.
Yes, sir.
People that I'm going to spend eternity with.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And, so humbled to be with a great man of God. And, Daryl again, see him, George, the different ministers. What a blessing it's been. Amen.
Amen.
And we shouldn't just walk out here and say it was a good service, but apply it. Amen. The word of God is there to transform us, amen, from glory to glory, until one of these days we will be in His image, amen. And this morning, amen, I trust that you come expecting, and not just to be a spectator, but you've got to be a partaker.
Amen.
You know, there's three kinds of people. At every service, you know, those that watch things happen, and those that make things happen. So we want to make things happen this morning. And then you get those that were probably sleeping and they wonder what happened. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to make things happen this morning. Amen. By the grace of God. Amen. So, and I'm also so thankful, amen, Brother Manuel and the different pastors that said, I'm going to pray for you. I definitely needed that, amen. Because, you know, our God is a God of, He loves drama. He loves, you know, like, you know, when the children of Israel got to the Red Sea, you know, it was almost like it's getting to a crescendo. Yeah. Amen. And then everybody's panicking, what's going to happen? And then, you see, but God had made a promise. He says, now I will deliver you with a mighty hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he orchestrates circumstances for his word to be manifested. Amen. And he says, stand still and see the salvation of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm so glad this morning, amen, that we could be part of this wonderful meetings. Brother Doug, thank you for the invitation. And so I don't, like the last time I was also last. Brother Daryl was also second last, and I came, and Brother Daryl used a scripture that I wanted to use, and Brother Josh used some quotations I wanted to recycle, and why, and you wonder, well, what am I going to say? But then you realize, this is the Lord's doing, amen?
Amen.
And we just got to let go and let the Lord have His way, amen?
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So thank you, Brother Doug, amen. He's been such a tremendous blessing when he came to South Africa. And sister, sister Jennifer, my forgetter works better than my rememberer. I can attribute that to age, Brother Doug. I'm a couple of years over 70, so forgive me. But this morning, it's indeed an honor and a privilege, and I bring greetings from our church. Like Brother Doug said, Florida, RSA, not Florida, USA. Our church and our family, and it's just such an honor to be here. And especially at this juncture of time, when things are happening, and I think when you, I don't know if we missed it, but nobody commented on it yesterday, unless I missed it. But, you know, yesterday was the 28th of February, and we all know that is the day when the cloud, amen, hallelujah, is your Lord up there. And it's also the day when there were six planets that was aligning.
That's right.
Amen. And it's also the day that war was declared in the Middle East.
Yeah.
So you wonder, is it just a coincidence? But I believe these things are, it's end time events, amen, showing us, pointing us to the coming of the Lord, amen. That we should, amen, make our calling and election sure.
Amen.
That we should lay aside every sin, every weight that so easily beset us, amen. And I came across an article just a couple of weeks before the meetings. And it was speaking about a guy called Jaeger. And I said, oh my, you know, he was the first guy that broke the sound barrier. And you know, I always had this thing that, you know, I could brag and say, I know I've got a friend who's a rocket scientist. So I know Brother Doug is into, you know, the Air Force and things like that, the missiles and... And that sort of caught my attention. And at the end of the article, there was a part that said, you know, the impossible becomes inevitable.
Right.
I said, my, that makes a lot of sense. To a Christian, that is, amen. To a believer, hallelujah. Because, amen, God's word will not return unto him void.
Amen.
It will accomplish the purpose it was sent for, amen. So this morning, by the grace of God, I'd like to speak on the impossible becomes inevitable to a believer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And just taking on with what Daryl had said last night. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a masterpiece. Amen. Accepting, believing, and then confessing.
Yes.
If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Mark 11. Brother Josh, I think you also read Mark 11. So Mark 11, verse 22, 23. Amen. Bible says, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith. Now remember, who's speaking here? What you say, what he saith, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. It's not what the pastor says, it's not what the prophet had said, although we respect all those things, amen, but it's what you say. It's according to your faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things soever ye desire. So this morning we come, and as our faces differ, so our needs differ. Each of us has got different needs, different desires. Amen. I mean, maybe I want a closer walk with God. Maybe I need healing in my body. Maybe I've got financial situations. Amen. That I need a breakthrough. But God is here. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible, I like what the Bible says. Before we even open our mouths, God knows what we have need of. We serve a proactive God. Aren't you glad for that? Nothing takes Him by surprise. Before there was a fall, there was a solution. Hallelujah. Because the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, that just gives us such a joy unspeakable. Amen. Hallelujah. And just to know that we were there. You see, the prophet says, in non-seed, there's nothing to quicken. And for a long time, I used to I have a challenge. You know, you testify to people, and you tell them about the goodness of God. You tell them about the message that God has sent in this day. And they look at you like a blank. Oh, don't you, in your excitement, wasn't I excited enough? Or what's wrong with these people? But then I realized, in non-seed, there's nothing to quicken. Hallelujah. And a few years ago, when there came a brick falling away, people panicked, and people said, no, don't get nervous. The Bible said, there'll come a falling away first. Praise the Lord. Amen. So aren't you glad that you are seed? Amen. Aren't you glad that the prophet says there's an eternal quality to the elect? You were there before the foundation of the world. Like Job said, where were you when the sons of God shouted for joy? And the morning stars sang together. We were there. Amen. Praise His wonderful name. And then also in Isaiah 55, the Bible says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Amen. And shall not prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Now you see, God stands outside of time. He's not limited or bound or influenced by time. I mean, He's an eternal being. He's the I am that I am. Not I was, I will be. But He's a present tense God. Amen. It's a perpetual. Amen. So we are bound by time, you know. But if we call ourselves Christians, we should have the testimony that Abram had. The Bible says, Abram staggered not at the promises of God to unbelief, but was strong, giving God the praise. So Abram wasn't time bound. Abram wasn't worried, amen, what is going to happen in 9 months or 2 years, amen. But he grew stronger and stronger.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I believe that's how a Christian we should approach the word of God.
Yes, sir.
If God said it, that settles it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. His word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish the purpose it was sent for. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you believe that this morning?
Yes.
If there's anybody here with a need, a desire, amen. The faith banks were raised so high last night. The prophet said, it's almost impossible. It's almost a sin to disbelieve. After we've experienced the presence of God last night, the faith banks were raised to such a level, amen, that you know you can almost walk on water. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise the Lord, amen. Nothing is impossible.
Amen.
Not to God, to you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, amen. So, if there's any need that you have, just raise your hand. Says, Lord God, if you can do it for our sister Jessica. Amen. And you could heal her, Lord God. I've got a testimony. There was a sister in our church. You see that picture that's in, I think, a prophet was in South Africa about the Florence Nightingale picture where it's almost like a skeleton. There was a sister in our church at the different growths and stuff like that, and they was going to do a massive operation, and blood levels were so low that they were surprised that she was still alive. But God, rich in mercy,
amen.
When the saints begin to pray, hallelujah, amen. And when they told her, after they did an operation, they removed about 1-point-some kilogram worth of masses. She said it'll take her like 6 months to recover. 6 days later, she came walking out of the hospital. He's the same God. Hallelujah. The same God, amen, who spoke to the woman at the well. The same God, amen, the woman who touched his garment, amen, he's still here this morning.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Lord Jesus, that we know you in the power of your resurrection, Lord. You're a good God, Father. Amen. Lord, you said that I'm the God that healeth all your diseases. Father, this morning, Lord, as our faces differ, there's maybe many needs, Lord. But Father, I pray that you come and meet us at our point of need. I need you, Lord. I need you right now. Father God, just move from heart to heart, from seat to seat, Lord. And just touch us, Lord God. And may we walk out here with an assurance of faith that you're not a man that you should lie, Lord. Father, we thank you for these meetings. We pray that you bless Pastor Baker, the church here, Lord God, the helps and governments, and those that contributed, Lord God, physically, financially, Lord God, their prayers. May you bless them abundantly, Father. Lord, and as we see the world is falling apart, Lord, we're looking forward to that day, one of these days, Lord God, where there will be a meeting in the air, and we won't part no more, Father. We thank you for this opportunity, Father. Lord, just captivate my lips, Lord. Speak through my lips, Lord, hear through the ears of your people, and we'll be careful to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory, as we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may take your seats, but I won't have a problem if you stand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Back home, amen, we have some services where people stand, others, one person told one of the brothers, you don't have to make such a lot of noise, you don't have to shout, God isn't deaf. But I'm here to say that God is neither nervous. Amen. The Ram says in the message, the arrow of God's deliverance, shot from a bow. Why, brother, if it ever come to the presence of God like Moses did, why it would be a revolutionary to him? It would revolutionize. When the light of the angel of God standing there on that mountain that day, everything that he once said or thought never would happen, come to be a reality. You know, in the presence of God, things happen, things change. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a possibility. Amen. Amen. Like it was Samson that prayed the right prayer. Amen. When he was blind and he was ridiculed, but he prayed the right prayer. And this morning, I'm sure that we can pray the right prayer. We can say just once more, Lord. Hell, I need a touch, Lord God. Amen. And all we need to is just come into His presence. Amen. And I think if men and women today would ever step into the light of the Holy Spirit, under the unction of God's Spirit and the light of God's Word, everything that God has promised will illuminate to you and be real again. You see, God is not just a nice sermon or an interesting thought or a historical book, but He's real.
Right.
Amen. It's something that we experience day by day. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, why the reason Moses failed in the first place? That's what was the matter, the lack of having what the burning bush had. And what's our failure today is lack having what the Holy Spirit has. And the Holy Spirit has all good things for us.
Amen.
Whatever you need is in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And if you receive the Holy Spirit, then all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. As I said, my thought is, amen, when the impossible becomes inevitable.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Inevitable. That means, that word inevitable is, it's impossible to avoid.
That's right.
I like that. There's not enough devils in hell. There's not enough things to stop it. It's inevitable. Amen. To avoid or to evade, it's sure to happen. It is certain. Amen. So I like that. Amen. So the impossible will become inevitable. Amen. That's why the prophet loved that song so much. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Hallelujah. So in other words, nothing is impossible with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I've got some believers here this morning.
Amen.
Are we going to have some church this morning? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise His wonderful name. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Amen. So if we receive the Holy Spirit, then all things are possible. And not only possible, but promised to us.
Amen.
Amen. So that means God is promising us the impossible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, I, if you don't believe that, you're at the wrong place. Because there's a scripture that says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed.
Amen.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
But when it says we'll be changed in the atoms. How's it going to happen? I don't know. It's not my business. That's God's business.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I like that. Amen. So that's what a believer should believe, that all things are possible. Amen.
Amen.
And not only possible, but promise is a promise. It's the children's bread. Healing is the children's bread. Deliverance is the children's bread. Salvation is the children's bread. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody alluded to missing limbs will be spoken into existence. I've got a sister who lost her arm when she was 18 years old. And I always wondered, Lord, is there a purpose for that? Because just before the rapture, maybe there's going to be a time when the bride will speak. Right. Hallelujah. Yeah. In the revelation of our faith, I give you your limbs back. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So nothing happens by accident. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. It says, ask the Father anything in my name, I'll do it. So whatever your need is, you see, we look below our privileges. Sometimes we approach the word of God like the little fishy that say, I'm going to drink sparingly. Lest I deplete the ocean. No, there's enough. Hallelujah. I mean, God wants us to be just slobbering and just enjoying the blessings. Amen. Peter calls it exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. It's great promises. Amen. So, and these promises will transform us. It says, if these things be in you and abound, it will make that you are neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things are blind.
Right.
Has forgotten they were once. Amen. It says, wherefore the rather make your calling and election sure.
Right.
And it says, these things will transform you into that image.
Amen.
How in the image of Christ. I mean, that's what we are earnestly contending for. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what the church should be pursuing.
Amen.
God asks us to believe His word. He sends His Holy Spirit to energize that word. Hallelujah. And when he falls into it, and when the word being preached and the Holy Spirit brings the word, He energizes that.
Amen.
And flashes that same light of God's blessings. A blessed promise. He said, I have remembered my promise to Abram, Isaac, and Jacob, and I'm sending you down there to do it.
Amen.
See, when God's word, His promises, becomes enlightened by the promise of the angel of the Lord, He says, stop Moses. Mm-mm, nobody can stop him. Amen. God always keeps His promise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So this, the story, like I said, about Chuck Yeager, many of us could identify with him. He was raised in the back hills, I think it was Kentucky or somewhere. But he grew up poor. He never had electricity. He never had enough money to send him to college. But he was a talented young man. So he was accepted for engineering. Got into and worked as an engineer, working on aircrafts. But prior to that, he was never in an airplane. But then some of his supervisors picked up something. There's something about this young man.
Yeah.
He's got an uncanny knack of working with machinery. But besides that, his eyesight was phenomenal.
Yeah.
He could spot enemy planes miles away when nobody else could see it.
Uh-huh.
And then he was given a special program to become a pilot.
Uh-huh.
He was fast-tracked. I mean, normally you needed to have a certain, maybe a degree or whatever, certain kind of qualifications. But he was fast-tracked and he became a pilot. And I think he shot down, I don't know how many planes, and one day he shot down 5.
Wow.
Amen. So here was a man, I mean, if he could have looked at his background, he said, it's impossible for me to ever be a pilot. But he's the man that broke the sound barrier.
Wow.
Amen. That was always a limitation. They got to a certain point, and the planes would shudder and shake and rattle and roll. Amen. And they just couldn't break through that threshold. But there was a man. Hallelujah. Amen. So he became a pilot. He was shot down in enemy territory, managed to escape, and then got back to, and normally when you are shot down and you get injured, they send you back home. And he said, no. He even appealed to Eisenhower. He said, no, I want to go back.
Yeah.
And so he went back. I think he was the only one who ever did it.
Nice.
And so later on, after the war, they started on some of these big programs. Well, Doug might give us more insight into those things. Maybe it's classified. Yeah, but then he started flying F1s and I don't know, or X1s. And he was the first person to break the sound barrier. And what was interesting, 2 days before that, he had a horse accident. And he cracked some ribs. And they had identified him to do the mission. So he said, I'm just going to keep quiet. So when he got into, they had to raise him up and he couldn't even close the hatch himself. Somebody had to help him. And so when he was in the plane, imagine with broken ribs and you get to that threshold where the thing is starting shaking but he persevered. And after that, the rest is history. But it needed somebody to believe that it is possible. Hallelujah. Hey, you know, like Brother Brandon speaks about Benjamin Franklin and electricity. Right. Electricity has always been there.
Right.
Since the day of Adam.
Right.
Amen. But it needed somebody to believe that somehow I can capture. Amen. And I like the way Brother Brandon puts it. He says, he went fishing in the sky.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, with the key, and he caught it. And he caught it. He said, oh, I got it. But he didn't know what he had. And then came along another man called Edison. He says, if I've got it, it must have benefits. So we claim to be in the message. So there's some benefits that go with being in the message. There's some benefits that go being a Christian. Amen. It's not good enough to say, oh, I'm in the message. I'm a Christian. No, there's some benefits. And then the prophet says, tireless nights. Wire after wire, try this one, try that one. This one didn't work, but that didn't stop him. He persevered until, and now we can go and we just switch a slot, and there the light goes on. Hallelujah. Praise is wonderful. It's always been there, but it needed somebody to believe that it's possible. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's a guy called, English guy called Roger Bannister. Up to a certain point, they said it was impossible for anybody to run the 1 mile faster than 4 minutes.
Amen.
That was the threshold. 4 minutes was the limit. Everybody, and sometimes it becomes a psychological barrier.
Right.
Well, it's impossible. Nobody's done it. So what's the point of trying?
Yes.
But this guy broke it.
Amen.
And since then, I think it was 1954 or something. Since then, over 2,000 people has broken it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you translate that into the spiritual realm,
right. Amen.
Amen. You know, like God has got some wave sheaves.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Somebody that has gone beyond the normal. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And Brother Branham was waved before. It's
right.
Showing us the rest is coming.
Yeah.
That it is possible. Hallelujah!
Amen.
All things are possible.
Amen.
To them that believe. So let us not limit the power of God. Let us not limit what God can do. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So Bannister was the one. Amen. He broke it. They said previously it was considered physically impossible. Amen. But he broke that. Amen. And the current record stands at about 3.3 minutes and 43 seconds. There was even a 15-year-old boy that broke it. So young man, hallelujah. Amen. It is possible. God is looking for some young men to take this message to the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Break some barriers, amen. Be like those Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh King, we are not careful in this man. Here we stand. We will not bow down. We will not conform to this world, amen. But we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Hallelujah. Young sisters, don't be ashamed of your identity. You're a daughter of God, amen. The world might go this way, but stand, amen. Hallelujah. So, like the next one, George Danzig. He came to class late one day. And on the board was this intricate mathematical formula. Amen. So he didn't know what was happening. So he copied down the problem. And he went home and worked on it for a couple of weeks. And he cracked it. In the meantime, it was after getting late to class, he copied from the back with two problems, thinking it was homework, and then solved them. They were actually two famous unresolved statistical problems. Hallelujah. So it depends on what you see. He saw it as a challenge. He saw it as homework. Hallelujah. The greats of the time saw it as something that was beyond them, something that they could not crack.
Right.
Praise the Lord. So sometimes, you know, something, knowing too much also is not good for us. Because it limits us. Amen. But we're so thankful that we have a message. We have a Bible that tells us all things are possible. Hallelujah. There is a possibility. Amen. I don't care if it's never been done, but if God says so, amen, that settles it for us. Amen. Amen. Prophet says, God is true to his promise. No matter what he has to do, bankrupt the heavens before he let his word go defeated. Hallelujah. Amen. God will turn the world upside down to make sure his word comes to pass.
Amen.
But all it believes, it requires a believer.
Right.
Amen. To say that it is possible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He says, I never made a promise that he can't keep. I am the Lord that heals all thy diseases. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. If thou canst believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
So what is the qualifier is believe.
Yes.
Only believe. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I like the next one. I think when I was a youngster, I was a Catholic. The type of Catholic that used to go to church twice a year. Christmas and New and Easter for that 1 hour. I was an altar boy. But God, rich in mercy, came my way. I worked with a brother, and he invited me to meetings. 1978 Easter, so you can do the maths. and I've never turned back. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It gets sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. Hallelujah. I don't regret a mile. Amen. There was a song somebody sang. I don't regret the mile that I walked with the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. It has never been easy. You know, he never promised that the cross would not get heavy,
right,
or the hills would not be hard to climb.
Right.
Amen. But brother, sister, he said he'll be with us. He'll never leave us. Amen.
Right.
So Paul tells us, Paul says, I can do all things.
Right.
Amen. All things. Amen. Through Christ which strengtheneth me.
Amen.
So now there's a dung beetle. They say the dung beetle. Now look how small and tiny that guy is. But he can move a weight that is 1,000 times heavier than himself.
Wow.
Now, I can imagine a scientist go to the little dung beetle and say, but dung beetle, you shouldn't exert yourself. You shouldn't do these things. You might just get into trouble. You might hurt yourself. But he said, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You see, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God gave me a special kind of muscles. God gave me special kind of a skeleton. Hallelujah. Amen. So that it is possible for me to push even uphill.
Amen.
Something that is 10 times my, 100, I mean 1,000 times my weight. Hallelujah. He never said, let me go and see if it's possible. No, he just does it. And I believe that Christians should get to a place where we just do it.
Amen.
Just do it. Amen. Hallelujah. The end. I think they've about 100 and something times his body weight.
Yeah.
Now, I think I read somewhere it says, now if you are a 150-pound guy, you'll be able to pull 2 trailers.
Wow.
No. How are you going to explain that? God is amazing.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. So those ants can lift something like up to 50 times their body weight. I like the other guy, the bumblebee.
Yeah.
Now the rocket scientists will tell you, guy, you know the way you are designed, you're not supposed to fly. But what they forget, he doesn't have fixed wings. He moves those wings at the rate of, I don't know how many thousand beats per second. Hallelujah. And that gives him the ability to stay up there and move. Amen. Amen. So he's not going to argue with the scientist and say, I'm doing it. Hallelujah. I'm sure in the time of Brother Brandon, this is not possible, but I'm doing it. Let us stop defined by what other people think. It's time to say, God said so. Hallelujah. All things are possible to them that believe. Amen. Amen. The Bible says Abram, you know, Abram, there was nothing special about Abram. The Bible says Abram staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong, giving God the praise. He said, he who made the promise was able. And that's what we should say. God is able. Amen. Amen. And I like what the Bible also says. It says, and he grew stronger. With time, amen. He never considered his own body. He never considered his own structure. We're getting older. Oh, Sarah, we better forget about this story about getting a baby, amen. No, the Bible says he grew stronger and stronger.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if we claim to be Abram's seed, if we claim to be children of Abram, We better start employing the faith of Abram. Amen. Where we say, all things are possible. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And he staggered not at the promises of God.
Amen.
Imagine God coming to Isaiah. He says, Isaiah, pick up your pen.
Right.
And write, yes, Lord. A virgin shall conceive. I mean, if we wanted to be technical or scientific, but Lord, you know, it's not impossible. I mean, it's impossible. A virgin has never conceived. You know, when you look at the, you need to come together. But Isaiah never debated with the Lord. Like I said earlier, that's God's business. I'll write down. God will bring it to pass. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And too many times we want to help God. We want to assist God. We want to, but God looks after His own word.
Amen.
His word will not return unto Him void. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Prophet says, Abram and Sarah's body was transformed to meet the condition of the promised word.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Amen. So their bodies were to meet the word. He says, see, they were old. Abram had received the promise, and Sarah, when he was 75, and she was 65, past menopause, lived with her since he was a girl. And to keep that promise, both of their bodies was transformed from an old man and woman to a young man and woman to meet the promise of the day. Hallelujah. And when God said there's going to be a bride, that there's going to be a people that will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, God will make His word come to pass. He'll make our bodies meet the promise of God's word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we need to just say, Lord, be, like Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Abram staggered not at the promise. Abram believed God. And that's what we should do. We should do. Amen. Imagine Noah. You know, Noah sometimes gets a bad rap. But if you compare Noah with Lot, for instance, Noah's whole family got saved.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, Lot went to his sons-in-law because he had his two daughters. You know, that was from L.A. Was in L.A. So the daughters were there. And so the Bible says, Lot comes, he says, come out. No? The sons-in-law laughed at him. Oh, man, it's crazy. It says the fire is going to rain down.
Yeah.
But the Bible says Noah and all his family were saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Now imagine, just picture this. Brother Osborne, you in Noah's church. And Noah, one out of the blue, comes one day and says, I've got a word from the Lord. It's going to rain.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to start building an ark.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And he gets the material and he starts building. Next week, same thing. Oh, praise the Lord, it's going to rain. And after about 6 months, somebody has the nerve to, excuse me, Noah.
Yeah.
What is rain? Because the Bible says prior to that, it never rained. But Noah consistently for 102, imagine in the same church, it's going to rain. It's going, ham on the one hand, Bible in the other hand. It's going to rain. God said so. Hallelujah. Well, what is rain? I don't care. But one day, you see, one day is one day.
Right.
Amen. Right. They got up as usual. And then all of a sudden that day, there was clouds in the horizon. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine on the TV screens and on the news flashes and the tweets and everything. Don't worry, we've got this under control. But by 12 o'clock, they said, no, send the kids home. We don't know what this is. Amen. It was time for God's word to come to pass. Amen. God's word will not return unto him void. It may take 25 years like it did with Abraham, 120 years with Noah, but that word is sure it's coming to pass. Amen. So we're getting to something. Somebody mentioned, being a Christian is not easy. You know, I found a quotation, I think it's in the church's book. Brother Bram says, and he gave us a measure of suffering too, that we, by our suffering, can come to a place of perfection. Amen. You see something, he says, we thought that his love is like being a baby being battered, amen, that there's no problems. No, but his love is in his election.
Right.
So just as he suffered, Amen. So he's left a measure of suffering for us too. It's one of those paradoxes of the Bible. Amen. Look at the life of Joseph. Yes, Joseph, amen, beloved of his father, but going through all of these things. But yet in all these things, Joseph said, well, the Bible said, but God was with Joseph. In the pit, God was with Joseph. Amen. On the road to Egypt, God was with Joseph. Amen. When Joseph was falsely accused at Potiphar's house, amen, God was with Joseph. When he was in the prison, God was with Joseph. And eventually, when he unveiled himself to his brethren, and they said, oh now we're in trouble. Amen. It says, you meant it for evil, but God turned it into good. Hallelujah. That's why our Lord comes and says, bless those that curse you. Amen. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Amen. They mean it for evil, but God will turn it into good. And what does the Bible say? As to preserve life. Amen. While Joseph was going through all of those things, he couldn't figure it out. I mean, God loves you, you know, but he had a word of promise that, you know, when God showed him those dreams and those visions, how they all bow down before him, he knew it's coming to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Just like Job, like Noah, Job, amen, he is a man loved of God. Amen. God actually bragged about Job. You know, I preached a message once, the greatest compliment ever. Imagine God bragging to the devil, have you considered my servant Job? There's no one like him. Can God say the same about you and I? Do we live such lives where God can actually push out his chest and say, my son Job, hallelujah, there's no one like him. And the devil says, oh, well, you got a hedge around him. You blessed him, he's a rich man. He says, oh, can take, do everything. But God sets the parameters. I like that. So, amen, nothing can come near you unless God allows it. Let me say that again. God sets the parameters of what the devil can do to you. That's why Paul comes around and says, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. So nothing, amen, amen, the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's why Job could turn around. Though he slay me, yet I'll trust him. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And because of Job's faithfulness, because of Job's sincerity, amen, God opened a seal for Job. Hallelujah. And God showed him the resurrection. Woo! Hallelujah. And Job's life was never the same again. Amen. Job uttered these words, I know my Redeemer lover. And my eyes shall see for all. Amen. Hallelujah. Though the skin will destroy this flesh, my eyes shall, I'll be there. Amen. We better get some I know in our vocabulary. Hallelujah. I know that I know. Amen. That neither death nor or height or principalities or power can separate me from the love of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so Job, and all these things, Job never charged God foolishly. Even when his wife came to him, he says, Job, hurry, look, we lost everything. And he's sitting there and scratching himself with a poor shirt on. Amen. He said, why don't you curse God and die? He looked at her. Maybe she saw another brother in the church. I don't know. He said, you speak like a foolish woman. The Lord gives, the Lord takes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So Moses as well. So I'm getting to a point where I was preaching a sermon a couple of weeks ago about facing your giants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
There's some questions that came to mind, but I will get to that. So Moses, like I said, Moses gets to the Red Sea, and God says, "Stand still and see the salvation of God." Hallelujah. And how that, like I said, God likes drama. He builds things up to a climax, a crescendo. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Why? You know, he wants to show, because he promised, I'll deliver you with a mighty hand.
Yeah.
And the reason he says, now, when you get to the promised land, tell your children and your children's children.
Yeah.
Remember when they went through the Jordan River as well, and they had to put some stones? I like this. You better, those who didn't see. If you don't, this guy will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. So he says, now, you tell your children, and your children say, that we serve a mighty God. Amen. He opens the Red Sea. You know, the Bible says they went through dry shod. In ander woorde, toe hulle deur die Rooi See gaan, toe daar staan die stof so agter hulle. I feel like speaking in tongues, amen. How? So I'm saying that when they went through the Red Sea, amen, there was like a dust storm behind them. The one minute there's a barrier in front of them, the next, amen, God looks with angry eyes and the sea parts, and amen, the children of Israel go through. Amen. But along the journey from the Red Sea to the Promised Land, Moses encountered somebody. I never knew that until about a couple of months ago. There was a king called the king of Og. Yeah. The Bible says he had a bed 2 meters by 4 meters. Yeah. Right. So that's big. Yeah. So he was like, in other words, he was a giant. Yeah. And the Bible says Moses slew the king of Og. Yeah. So that's where the whole thing started. Now remember, who was there next to Moses? There was a Joshua, there was a Caleb. Yeah. So Joshua was saying, I see there's something happening here. So it doesn't look at the size of the guy. Look at the God. My God is greater than any giant. Hallelujah! Amen. So therefore when they Joshua and Caleb and the other 10 came back with the evidence, amen, remember they were told, go into, it's a land flowing with milk and honey. Oh, brother. And when they came back, he says, truly, it's a land. Here's the evidence. Imagine two guys carrying grapes the size of mangoes. And so, but the others say, oh no! There's giants in the land, and it's a land that has eaten up its inhabitants, and we are grasshoppers. You're liars.
Right.
In their eyes. Now, they're even speaking for the enemy.
Right.
We are like grasshoppers in their eyes. How do you know? And yet, there was a woman of ill report of Rahab. But she says, you know, we know this God, this is the true God. Because the people's hearts melt. They all shook up when they heard that you're on the way. But here are some ministers who say, no, we can't do it. Because we are grasshoppers and there's giants in the land. And then the Bible says Joshua and Caleb stood up and stood. Says, shut up. We are more than able. Let us go up at once. Now, I want you to understand that Caleb, he's from the tribe of Judah. So he saw what Moses did. Moses slew a giant. So he says, a giant army. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. I can't learn. Hallelujah. So Caleb said, let us go. Amen. And later on, I think it was like, 40 odd years later, Caleb goes and said, no, remember, you were together when Moses told us. He says, oh, give me my mountain.
Yes, amen.
Now, if you in amen. Battle and you want to possess a land, amen. You don't want a mountain. That's amen. One of the most amen. Fortified places because a mountain is up there. You got to climb up. But Caleb didn't want an easy victory. He said, give me my mountain because I know I'm more than able.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Like David said once, the battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I said, I'm just as strong. And Joshua also, I mean, he knew I'm about the father's business. He couldn't speak. He said, son, just wait. I've got to finish my assignment. And God, somebody alluded to me the other day, and the son stood still. So David comes now. Where did David see all of this? I mean, you see, David went to Sunday school. You know, if it's somebody who was supposed to have a complex, it must be David. I mean, here he's the youngest. They're looking for a new king. God has, Saul has fallen out of favor with the Lord. He said, no, I'm going to appoint a new king out of the house of Jesse. So he tells the prophet, go to the house of Jesse and anoint my new king. So the prophet comes, he says, now, the Lord has sent me. And the father lines them up. But David is there at the backside of the desert tending the sheep. So his own father didn't deem him worthy to be king. But David, that never disturbed David. Because David knew he was called, he was anointed, he was appointed. Hallelujah. The throne was waiting for him. Hallelujah. So once when his father sent him to take some food for his brothers, and he gets to the camp, and when he got closer, there's something wrong. Yeah. And you know, I get worried when I get into a church, and everybody looks worried.
Yeah, exactly.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh man, we should be the most happy. The world didn't take it, give it, and the world can't take it away. Said the Holy Ghost that I have. The world didn't give it to me. Huh? Hallelujah. Hey, so David gets there, and there's this worried look on everybody. And he says, what's going on here?
Right.
I think Goliath's timing was wrong. And just about that time, here comes Goliath. Boom, boom, boom. And he's like, give me a man.
Yeah.
Remember now, normally warfare was, you have your soldiers this side, enemy on the other side, and you meet in a middle ground, and there you fight, and blood and limbs this way, and heads off, and all of that. So I say, okay, maybe that's a bit too gory. Let's do it different this time. You get yourself a champion, and there's our champion, Goliath of Gath. And so for a couple of days, he's been coming and bragging, and give me a man, give me a man. Amen. And David says, what's going on here? Who's this uncircumcised Philistine?
Amen.
Defying the armies of the living God.
Right.
Hallelujah. So David knew, amen, Caleb had slain a giant. Amen. Moses had slain a giant. Amen. And in fact, he's got the right name, Goliath. And Brother Doug, David had the first guided missile.
Yes.
Hallelujah. David prophesied before.
Yes.
Today, I'm going to take your head. Hallelujah. No, amen. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine defying the armies of the living God? Hallelujah. And he prophesies, my dog, you come with staves and all of these things. But David says, amen, you come with these things, but I come in the name of the Lord. For the battle is not, but the battle is the Lord's. Amen. Amen. That we can come to that conclusion and know, brothers and sisters, know that we know the Lord is with us. He said He'll never leave us. He won't forsake us. He'll be with us. Amen. Greater is He that is in you than He that's in the world. Amen. You see, it's good to have role models. Amen. So there was Brother Josh, Brother Doug, Brother Daryl. Amen. Show you that it's possible. Amen. This word works.
Yeah.
And then, you know, David chopped off the head. And later on, you know, David had some mighty men of valor.
Yeah.
There was one, there's a few of them. And what they got an anointing of David.
Yeah.
The one of them jumped into a pit with a lion. Because
yeah.
David did it, I can do it. Hallelujah. Another one fought with a giant. He killed a giant. Oh, what is his name? Benay? I don't know how you spell it. My Hebrew is not so good. Benay or something. Yeah, he jumped into it. He killed a bear. Another one killed a lion. Why? Because they saw David did it. David saw Caleb did it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So it's possible, brother, sister.
Yeah.
Hey, and if we didn't have such a wealth of vindicated evidence,
yeah,
we would be, it would be feasible for people to say, but cuckoo,
yeah,
to believe these things. But there's evidence.
Yeah.
I come from South Africa. We've got, you can go to the records of the newspapers and see how that army trucks came and rode away wheelchairs and crutches, seven of them, of what God did in this day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So it's evidence. Amen. Hallelujah. That it just wait for the right time and you be a believer, then the impossible will become inevitable.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And whether it's a little David or whether it's whoever, a Moses, brother, sister, God's word will not return void.
Amen.
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 You know when Lazarus was dead 4 days, his past, what's the word? After 4 days you become,
corruption
sets in. Amen. But corruption knew its master. Hell, and God, Jesus delayed Amen. Like the song that says, he may be 4 days late, but he's still on time.
Amen.
Yeah. So you may have a situation that seems past its expiry date, but God is still on time.
Amen.
Just hold on. Amen. And so there, and his sister said, oh Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. But he said, but even now, he says, yeah, your brother will rise again. He says, yeah, we know, you know, in the resurrection. He said, no, right now, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Amen. Even now. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he had to choose his words. If he just says, rise up, girl, it would be a general resurrection. He says, Lazarus. Hallelujah. And that word went 4 days journey. Hallelujah. Called him back, amen. And there he came up with his, with the stone rolled, amen.
Yeah.
And they had to do something as well. Move the stone, take, give him some food, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So the inevitable, the impossible will become inevitable.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Like Paul says, behold, I show you a mystery. You know, men of old long to see what we see, to hear what we, because they were so, captivated, they were so believers that they knew it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And they thought it was going to happen in their days, but brother, sister, God has left it for this day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. God is looking for some overcomers.
Yeah.
Amen. Some people that will say, it is possible. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
God always is looking for overcomers. To all of the seven church ages, amen. What is it? And to him that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the church.
Amen.
To the churches, because there's a false church and a true church in every age. Hallelujah. And to the seven churches, to him that overcomes. Amen. So God will never try you above that which you are able to. But with the trial, he'll make a way of escape.
Amen.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen.
Amen.
And he spoke the word Lazarus. Amen. And Lazarus came forth, amen. Peter walking on the water. Amen. Now the scientists will say, amen, Peter, that's foolishness to try and walk on the water. He says, Lord, if that's you, bid me come. He said, as long as he had his eyes on the Lord, the impossible was possible. Hell, it was inevitable that you walk on water if you keep your eyes on Jesus. But as soon as you look at the winds and the waves and all the symptoms, therein lies the problem, the symptoms.
Right.
I mean, you see, God isn't, it's not, seeing isn't believing, but believing is seeing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you believe, you'll see greater than this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But you need to be a believer first. Amen. Then it's unlimited what God can do for us. The tomb, Jesus made this claim. He says, now, destroy this body. And in 3 days, I'll raise it up again. And he said, how is that possible? It took them, 46 years to build this temple. How can he rebuild it in 3 days?
Right.
But you see, David knew there was a word promised.
Amen.
David in the spirit said, I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption.
Amen.
Neither will I leave his soul in hell.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So there was a word hanging. There was a word hovering, waiting for the right time and the right season. Just like there was a word that, of promise that says, a virgin shall conceive.
Amen.
That word was there for 800 years until the right time, the right season. God's time, God's season. Amen. The right person that said, be it unto me a believer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that word became material.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Like you, as we sit here, we were thoughts of God. And those thoughts became material. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lord. Because God has chosen the best for us. You never were manifested in the days of Luther or Wesley, or even in 1933, but God left you for such a time as this.
Amen.
He's kept the best for us. You may not think so. Amen. You may be living, you know, with preconceived ideas. Oh, I come from Africa. We are poor. We are this and that. Oh, my father was an alcoholic. I don't have education. Now, that doesn't make no. Never mind. Hal is what God said. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Remember what was the name? Rachel was in about to deliver. Amen. And the pregnancy was bad. And as she was delivered, she said, I'll call his name Benoni, which means bitterness and son of sorrows. And the father stepped in and said, no, 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 no. His name will be called Benjamin, son of my right hand. I am who the father says I am. I don't care what the government says. I don't care what the neighbor says. I don't even care what my boss says. I am who the father says I am. Hallelujah. Now are we the sons of God. Amen. Amen. But it needs some faith. It needs for you to believe. See yourself. You know, the Bible says, and Jesus, as was his custom, he went to the temple, as was his custom. So he went to church. He never streamed. He went to church. Hallelujah. And when he got to the house of God, they gave him the scroll. And he found a place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach good tidings, to preach the He says, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Hallelujah. He saw himself in the Word. Hallelujah. It's time that you find yourself a scripture that you can say, all things are possible to them that believe. Now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will. Amen. So if our Lord could identify himself in the scripture, it's time that we... Brother Bram says, when he preaches that message, this day the scripture. He says, if people in other ages could say, this day the scripture, this day the scripture. What about the scriptures for our day? Amen. Hallelujah. Right. Remember, he says, when I was baptizing my 17th person, and there came a light from heaven, shining out like a star. Hallelujah. Oh, it says, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first car, so will your message. He says, this day the scriptures will fall. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. So there comes Brother Brennan's on his way somewhere, and all of a sudden, there's an announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a bit of a situation on the plane. We're going to have to make an unscheduled stop. And there the plane is grounded. But what had happened, unbeknownst to the pilot, unbeknownst to the air controllers, there was a mama. Hallelujah! Yeah. Amen! Yeah. Who saw herself in the Bible. She says, Lord, I see in the Bible that there's a Shunammite woman who had a baby. Hallelujah. And this happened. And now my child is dying. He says, I is the Shunammite. Where's your Elijah? Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, God always hears a desperate cry. Amen. Imagine if God could, I don't know, was that a 747? No, it couldn't be a 727 or at the time, or 707. I don't care. But, amen, a prayer of a mother grounds a plane. Hallelujah. And Brother Bram gets out of, okay, well, we're going to be about 20 minutes to see what's happening. And he gets a letter to post, let me go. And as he goes, all of a sudden he's aware of the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And the Lord tells him, turn left. He goes left. Okay, straight, straight. Go right. Hallelujah. Hey, and before he finds himself in a residential area. Early in the morning, and there's a mama over the fence. Good morning, Pastor.
Yeah.
I said, how do you know? I said, no, God showed me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If God can hear the desperate plea of a mother, what can he do about a son and a daughter of God? Hallelujah. A predestinated seed of God for this day. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And you know the story how he says, okay, mom, you pray first. And when she started praying, I said, oh, no, I know she's got a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Amen. She speaks to him like she really knows him.
Yes, amen.
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 Hallelujah. So, brother and sister, the inevitable, the impossible will become inevitable. I don't care what mountain is standing before you or what a door is blocking your, whatever it is. Hallelujah. The impossible will become inevitable. Amen. Only believe.
Amen.
All things are possible. Not some things, but all things are possible. Like I said, when Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier, I mean, he believed it was possible. And I mean, after that, he went to the missiles and all of that. But hear what the prophet says in Looking to the Unseen. Now, you know, just reading the titles of Brother Branham's messages is a blessing. Amen. Looking to the unseen.
Amen.
The invisible union. Amen. Oh my union. You can name them one by one. Amen. He says, now I was told out there at Barstow Field, I believe it is what they call it, where they have these big jet planes. that a jet plane is in its travel, it goes a certain speed, and then he said it hits what it's called the sound barrier. And they say that that plane struggles and shakes and struggles and shakes while it's trying to get through that sound barrier, till it seems like the wings will tear off and the bolts will rip out while it's going through that sound barrier. But when once it gets beyond that sound barrier, then its speed is unlimited. It'll just fly free. Hallelujah. And the church and you sitting here today, oh, you're struggling and struggling. God's are pulling to you and showing you things. If you can only get past that sin barrier of unbelief, then unlimited revival will break out throughout the United States and everywhere. If you can go beyond that sound barrier, that sin barrier of unbelief. And this weekend we are here to destroy the sin barrier. Amen. Amen. Because what is sin? Sin is unbelief. Amen. We go out here from this afternoon and we say all things are possible. It's not how I feel. Amen. The tumor might be as big as a baseball. I don't care. But God said, by your stripes, I'm healed. Hallelujah. Amen. So, oh, is it true? Does it mean me? Could I be healed? Could I be saved? Could I be filled with the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Get beyond that. Just keep struggling, struggling, struggling until you break through and the Holy Ghost comes upon you. I'm telling you, you beyond it then and there's 50 miles of elbow room. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, I think I quoted this earlier on. He says, in plain language, the very character of Jesus was perfected by suffering. And according to Paul, he has left his church a measure of suffering that they too, by their faith in God while suffering, would come to a place of perfection.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So
Amen.
Perfection is the precursor for, suffering is the precursor for perfection.
Yeah,
I think
Brother
Darrell said something yesterday also about trials and the test and all of, you know what is a testimony? First the test, then the money. So you've got to have to go through the trials. You've got to have to, every son that comes must be tried, must be tested. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, look, I've got a big, great big hallelujah. Hey, the prophet says, and what was the Holy Ghost given for? Hey, he says, now, look, one closing remark now. Remember, it's absolutely now to you people, it's absolutely essential. It's not optional. It's not a nice to have. It's essential and necessary and compelling and compulsory that you receive the Holy Ghost now. If you don't, you can't come up in the resurrection. Hallelujah. What does Romans 8:11 say? If the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up will also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. For we know the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, brothers and sisters. When we look around us, you've got to be blind not to see what's happening. Amen. There's a deep calling, amen. There's something that's provoking us and propelling us to say, look up, your redemption is drawing nigh. Amen. The world is falling apart. Things are happening, brother, sister. Amen. You've got to be, we shouldn't be so desensitized to the things, amen. You know, like people will tell you, oh no, but there's been earthquakes, there's been this, but the frequency and the severity of it, it's like birth pains, it's getting quicker and quicker and more heavier. Amen. If something is happening, amen. Look up, your redemption is drawing nigh. Amen. Says, in this day the scripture, Luther was right on time. Wesley was right on time. Pentecost was right on time. Nothing out of order.
Amen.
Now I ask you to consider the age and time we now live in with the promised word for today. You got to know, you're a message believer. You know what the promises are for today.
Amen.
Even other ages, people, men can say, this day the scripture, this day the scripture. Then what about the scripture for this day?
Amen.
What's promised for this day? Where are we standing? When the hour we're living in, when the clock is beating, the scientific clock, 3 minutes before midnight, the world has got the jitters. The church is in a bed of corruption. There's nobody knows where they're standing. What time of day is it? What about the scripture for this day?
Yeah,
Hallelujah. So what shall we say? You know, this was preached, what, in 1965? When it was 3 minutes to midnight? You know, in January 27, it was pushed to 85 seconds. A couple of years ago, it was 90 seconds. It's closer than it's ever been. And I'm sure after this weekend, it's going to be like 80 seconds or 60 seconds. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, what does God need to send Gabriel and blow the trumpet? I mean, there's the signs are all around us. Amen. He drops a little here, a little there. The precept must be upon precept, precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. But the bride, amen, the spiritual bride is putting these things together. She's looking up. Amen. For the spirit and the bride says, come. Hallelujah. Amen. 47, it was 7 minutes. Amen. And then 49, 3 minutes. And so it's gone on right up till now. And then 2026, it was, 25, it was 89 seconds. Now we're down to 85. And I'm sure, like I said, after this weekend's shenanigans, it's later. Like Prophet said many times, it's later than what you think. Amen. Amen. We see what's happening in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Iran, bombs are falling. I've got a lot of friends in the Middle East. By the grace of God, they're all fine. But they're hearing the sirens and they actually can hear the missiles falling and exploding. In Qatar, in Bahrain, there's believers out there. So keep them in your prayers. But we know God, He's got an iron shield for us. I mean, He's got a wall of protection around us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So in the path of His vision, Brother Ram says, don't fear John. Because you see, that's what the devil paralyzes our faith by fear. We see what's happening. Oh, what's going to happen? Is the dollar going to fall? Is the oil? What's going to happen? Oh, we all panic. Man, look up. Your redemption is drawing nigh. He says, don't fear John. Don't fear little flock. All that I am, you are heir to. All my power is yours. All that I am, you are heir to. And my power is yours. My omnipotence is yours. As I stand in your midst, I have not come to bring fear and failure.
Amen.
But love and courage and ability.
Amen.
All power is given unto me, and it is yours to use.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's yours to use. So if you don't use it, you to be blamed. Don't blame God. He says it's yours to use. So use it. Hallelujah. You speak the word, and I will perform it. You, in another place it says, not if God says, if you say. That is my covenant and it can never fail. Hallelujah. So brothers and sisters, what a promise. What more must God do? Amen. We have all, like Peter says, exceeding great and precious promises. There's so many. You know, I think one place I read, it says, there's over 365. There's a promise for every day. Amen. That's how much God loves you. I mean, you're His bride. You are equal with Him. She is Him. Oh my. What a glorious day. Like the Bible says, men of old long to see what we see. Amen. Experience what we are experiencing. I mean, they only saw it afar off, flashes of it. But here we are living in the most greatest age.
Amen.
The coming of the Lord, the changing of the body. Amen. Paul was so dedicated, but yet, amen, he thought it was going to happen in his day when he could write all these things. Amen. In 1 Corinthians and all the different scriptures. Amen. This body will drop and there's another one waiting for you. Woo! I like that. Have you heard from your theophany?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. He says, in the church, a momentary consideration of church history will prove how accurate this thought is. In the dark ages, the word was almost entirely lost. But God sent Luther, and the Lutherans spoke for God at that time. But they organized, and again, the pure word was lost, for organization tends towards dogmas and creeds, and not a simple word. They could no longer speak for God.
That's
right. Amen. And then God sent Wesley, and he was the voice with the word in his day. And the people who took his revelation from God became the... You see, God raises up a messenger. There are those that are faithfully taught, believes the message, follows the message, aligns with the message. And then when he goes off the scene, they are sealed away. And God's word goes on. And there's a new one group that comes out. And until now, but we are the end now. There's not another age. We are that final age. And when the Methodists failed, God raised up others. And so it has gone through the years. Until in this last day, there is again another people in the land who under their messenger will be the final voice to the final age. Now the question is, if not us, then who? If not now, then when? Hallelujah. If not here, then where? Now are we the sons of God. Praise the Lord. We won't be that final voice to the final age. Amen. But it's according to your faith if you believe that. Amen. So like Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. Lord, in fact, if everybody else doubts it, I'm going to be that one. If there's going to be one, I'll be the one. Amen. So Romans 8 says, you know, I always tell our church, you know, if you are down and out and you don't know what to do or you don't know what to read or listen to, just go back to Romans chapter 8. Amen. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Woo. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain until now. And not only they, but ourselves also. I mean, sometimes you feel it. I mean, that there's just a call. Amen. I want to go home. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And brothers and sisters, one of these fine days. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Just like when God's servant was tired. Amen. Oh, that there came a sound from heaven. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then there came a fiery chariot. Picked up the prophet. Amen. But there was one that was faithful. There was an Elisha. Where you go, I'll go. Hallelujah. Amen. What you want from me? No, I want a double portion. Amen. He said, you can have it, but you have to see me go. Hallelujah. From Gilgal to Bethel to the Jordan. Hallelujah. And that afternoon, amen, when the chariots came down, amen, the robe was dropped. Amen. And when Elisha put it on, it was a perfect fit. He had grown into the garment of Elijah. Hallelujah. Amen. And not only they, but ourselves, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we are ourselves, grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption toward the redemption of our body. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, don't look below your privileges. Amen. The Bible speaks in Hebrews chapter 11 about this, this illustrious group of people, men of whom this world is not worthy of. By faith, Abram, by faith, this one. Amen. The time fails to tell of Doug Baker and of all the brother Wendell and Brother Osborne. Put your name in there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the Bible says, because they without us cannot be made perfect. Amen. God having left some better things for us, brother and sister. Amen. So they, brother, Paul is waiting on you. Yes. Irenaeus is depending on us. Yes. Brother Branham is waiting on us. Yes. There's no rapture, there's no resurrection for them until we come to perfection. Yes. Hallelujah. What a responsibility. That we need to line ourselves up with the word of God. That we need to earnestly contend for the faith. That we need to live such a life that God knows where to find us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, that the devil doesn't know what to do with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God, brother, sister. Hey, the whole creation is groaning. It's waiting for it's adoption time. Yeah. It's perfection time. It's homegoing time, my brother, sister. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we know all things work together.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Whether my plane is being postponed, it all works together. Hallelujah. For good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, He also did predestinate.
Amen.
To be conformed to the image of his. Now, who's doing all of this? It's not him that will it. It's not him that runs. God does all of these things. That's the amazing grace of God. He does all of these things and he blesses us.
Yes,
hallelujah. So all we have to do is let go and let God.
Amen.
You know, back home, I once preached a message on will alignment. Amen. You know, let my, not my will, but your will be done, Lord. Align yourself with the will of God. And so on the thumbnail, I had a, you know, like a garage where they do alignment. And one brother came to me, are you just not doing alignment? So, oh, brother, I said, will alignment, not wheel alignment. We got to align our will to the will of God. It's no longer I that love it, but it's Christ that lives in me. Prophet says, you've got no thought coming. Amen. He wants that to have the preeminence in all things. Amen. So let's die out to ourselves. It says, Lord God, I'm placing my weak hand in your strong hand. You lead. Lead me, Lord. I will follow. Lead me, Lord. I will go. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's called you. Amen. Amen. And he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Hallelujah. No backslidden pastor. And no, oh my. You can put in whoever. Who can separate you? No one. And it goes on and says, who shall? And then he says, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors to him that loved us. You know, we all know the most famous scripture in the world is John 3:16. But the very next verse says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. He loved it. And then 1 John 3:16 says, hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. So did we have two people that died for us? Or is the Jehovah of the Old Testament, Jesus of the New Testament? Hallelujah. Paul called that revelation. Amen. Amen. Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New Testament. Lord, who art thou? I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. If I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. And that's why when the announcement went out, who is worthy to take the book and to lose the seals thereof? Hallelujah. And the CVs went out, or you call it resume. We call it CV. You call it resume. And the resumes went out. They looked in heaven, they looked in the earth, they looked under the earth, they looked all over, and no man was found worthy.
Correct.
Hallelujah. Amen. And John started weeping. He said, oh my. Because that means the plan of salvation is now defeated.
Right.
And then one of the elders says, weep not, John.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, has prevailed to take the book and to look. And when he turned, he expected to see the mighty roaring lion. Oh, but there came out of eternity a bloody bleeding lamb. Oh, as it has been slain. Hallelujah. Oh, weep not, John. Weep not, little bride. All that I am is yours. Hallelujah. I've not come to bring fear or failure, but love and courage and ability. My omnipotence is yours as I stand in your mouth. You speak the word. I will bring it. That is my covenant with you. Amen. Don't fear, John. Hallelujah. Don't fear, little flock. I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'll be with you. I'll be in you. Hallelujah. Don't fear. Amen. Men may forsake you. Friends may forsake you. Amen. But he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah. Oh, he loves us, brother, sister. Amen. And that's why all we can do now is to love him back. Amen. Oh, praise his Lord. Holy name, amen. So now we give ourselves to him. We thank him for what he's done. Don't you love him this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. That's not what we could ever do. but it's a great done. I would say we have an unfair advantage. We know how the story ends.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because he slew the lamb before the foundation of the world. He placed your name on the book. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now, as you hear the preaching of the word, amen, the amnesia is evaporating and you see, hallelujah, you see your name. Like John saw John, hallelujah. And the Bible says in Revelation, and all in heaven, all under the earth, heard I, John, say, blessing and honor and power and glory. Hallelujah. Oh, it's lamb worshiping time. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love him this afternoon? Oh, it's time to worship the Lord. His tabernacle is what I am. You know that song? There's an altar in my heart where the Holy Spirit is dwelling. Amen. By the way, let the band come forward. Brother Doug, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, this word just excites me. To him who sits upon the throne, to the Lamb, we bring all praise and thanksgiving. Oh, blessing and honor and power forever. Amen. Amen. We bow down to you. We worship you. The beasts of the field also worship. Hallelujah. And together we'll sing a new song.
Amen. That's another song I'm going to have to learn. That's all there is to that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Did you enjoy that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. Try and say that 10 times fast. Amen.